Welcome to AI and Marketing.
The news selection is curated by me, Stan Bertolut, and the episode production is automated and read by AI.
Today is Thursday, April 18th. Here is what we are covering. Boston Dynamics recently retired their famous Atlas hydraulic robot, known for its quirky yet impressive human-like abilities. In a surprising turn of events, Boston Dynamics unveiled a new Atlas, a fully electric robot featuring a slimmer design with a more human physique, developed in partnership with Hyundai for commercial use. However, the announcement video featuring the revamped robot has sparked eerie reactions due to its chilling maneuvering, more reminiscent of a scene from a horror movie than the playful antics the former Atlas was known for. In a move to entice younger consumers, wine producers are harnessing the power of artificial intelligence, AI, to tap into their evolving tastes. Take IBM's AI platform, for instance, which examines vintages from different vineyards and predicts how the wine will evolve, allowing wine producers to tailor their offerings to the emerging and fast-paced trends of the younger demographic. This blend of technology and tradition could herald a new era in winemaking, merging the fine art of viticulture with cutting-edge AI insights.
The National Security Agency, NSA,
has issued a warning about cybersecurity risks linked to the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in business operations. The NSA has provided guidance stating that AI systems are particularly susceptible to cyber attacks, and it advises businesses to strengthen their defenses, which include protocols such as regular assessments, strict access control, and enhanced logging and monitoring. The agency's new recommendations come amid an increase in cybercrime incidents, with AI being identified as particularly vulnerable due to its dependency on data for training models, making it a prime target for hackers looking to compromise data to cause disruption. In a high-stakes move amidst the tech Cold War, Microsoft has teamed up with the United Arab Emirates for an artificial intelligence deal. This deal demonstrates the deepening ties between U.S. tech firms and Gulf states as they compete for supremacy in the AI arena. The partnership signifies a strategic pivot towards partnerships that will develop and control next-generation artificial intelligence systems. GID, a generative AI platform, enables teams to produce clear, visually appealing how-to videos for complex software workflows up to 11 times faster than traditional methods. The platform offers features including AI-generated voiceovers, a user-friendly design editor, and a smart sharing function. This results in significant consistency and accuracy in information provided to users, enhancing overall content quality and fostering trust and reliability.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of AI in Marketing. If you want to learn more about these stories, check out the episode's note. If you want to learn about the many usage of podcast automation, or if you too want to produce your own AI-generated short-form podcast, contact us at nitromarketing.com. That's N-Y-T-R-O marketing.com. And be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for more AI, marketing, and tech news.